Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Peter Welch, tell me about the November elections. It now looks to many political observers, such as myself, that the Republicans have a very good chance of taking the Senate. That leaves you with a Supreme Court, which is clearly in Republican hands, no matter what anybody says, a House of Representatives, and now a Senate. What does that spell?
Well, the election's not over till it's over, but most people are making the prediction you just described. And the real challenge, of course, for Democrats is two things. Number one, Obama's not popular, and that's not unusual. In the sixth year of a presidency, presidents tend to be unpopular, and there's particular reasons why Obama's got some headwinds. But then second, the Democratic turnout really falls off dramatically. So there's an aspect to this.
You mean in the by-elections, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the by-elections. Yeah. So we had a big turnout, especially among people of color, minorities, young
sure.
people, vote high in the presidential election but really drop off. So it's a real challenge for Democrats. If we just turned out the way we did in a presidential election, we'd win these elections. But getting the turnout is going to be the big challenge in some of these close races, like in Iowa and in Colorado. But in fact, however this turns out, whether the Republicans are in charge or we continue to have a split in the House and the Senate, people want us to get some things done. And if the Republicans are in charge, they're going to have to make a major decision right off, and that is, do they want to just double down on the approach they've taken the past couple of years, just say no, you know, repeal health care as we did in the House 55 more times when it'll go nowhere, or do we want to find some common ground and get some things done, even as obviously on some of the big issues we disagree. So, you know, the elections are going to set the table. But the people who are elected really have the responsibility to decide what to serve at that table. And if it's just more partisan gridlock, there's going to be an escalation in dismay while the country goes on stall speed. And I'll tell you, we have got huge challenges, especially in the economy and trying to get wages up. You know, the stock market's up, but people's wages aren't. People are basically at the same level they were 10 years ago, and that's tough, tough, tough on families.
If Hillary Clinton runs for president and proves to be a popular candidate, is there a chance that the House in 2 years could go back to being democratically controlled?
Well, definitely there is, because, again, it's the turnout issue. You know, presidential elections, the Democrats do very well. The second thing is that in the presidential election, the conflicts and contradictions within the Republican Party are really glaring. You know, in a lot of these gerrymandered districts, the Republicans are opposed to even debating or voting on immigration reform. Well, in a presidential race, that really hurts them big time. So I think there'd be a significant opportunity for Democrats, particularly in the Senate, but possibly in the House. Gerrymandering hurts us more in the House to retake the majority.
Well, indeed, it hurts you more in the House because, as we know, there isn't a gerrymandering.
That's right. You are what you are.
Bernie Sanders has been making noises about running for president. Would that not hurt the Democrats?
Bernie's made it clear that if he did run, and he hasn't said he will, that he would run as a Democrat, and he wouldn't run as a Ralph Nader-style spoiler.
I see.
So if he did run, and if there would be a debate he'd be part of, and obviously his message does have a lot of resonance. He has really always focused his career on opportunity for the middle class and income inequality, and that's a big topic. Look at Elizabeth Warren and how well she's done and how popular she is.
Right.
But obviously Hillary has a commanding lead. I mean, nobody that I can think of in my lifetime who was a potential presidential candidate had such a dominant position. But there's a lot of other Democrats who are giving it some thought, and we'll see what happens.
Would you like to be a senator?
I like the job I have, and I actually really, one of the reasons I like my job so much is I like so much working with Bernie and Patrick. You know, we've got only three of us in Vermont, so if we're going to swing above our weight, we've got to work together, and we do really, really well. So I'm really quite happy doing the job I have, and I represent the whole state just like Bernie and Patrick.
And how often do you guys get together?
You know, we get together, I don't know how many times a month, let's say, but oftentimes we are at similar events. You know, it's not uncommon in Vermont for all three of us to be together at an event.
Sure.
And then I talk to them on the phone on occasion whenever I need to, and email back and forth with them. Patrick and I are communicating a lot just the last couple of days about IBM. Bernie, I saw just a little bit ago when we were talking about veteran things. So it's pretty easy in a small state, and the first campaign I ever worked in Vermont was Patrick's original election for the U.S. Senate. And Bernie and I go back to 1980-81 when I was first elected to the state Senate and Bernie was elected to be mayor of Burlington. So we've been longtime, you know, friends and political travelers together.
How do those guys get along, Bernie and Patrick?
They get along good. They get along good.
Would you tell me? Would you tell me if they didn't?
I probably wouldn't, but they really do get along good.
Yeah.
You know, they have different roles in a way.
Sure.
And Patrick's our senior senator. He's the president pro tem of the Senate. There's nobody who served longer in the United States Senate from Vermont than Patrick Leahy. So he's got a special place in the hearts and minds of Vermonters. And then I would say the same is true of Bernie, but in a different way. I mean, who gives an eight-hour filibuster, however long that was, and has a voice that is so recognized as a champion of the poor in the middle class than Bernie? So he's got a big profile, and so does Patrick, and they kind of fill different but complementary roles.
But are they different in terms of their politics?
They're pretty similar in terms of their votes, you know?
Well, not their votes, but if you looked at them and you say, okay, these guys are a different Bernie, maybe way out to the left, where Patrick may be more of a, you know, of a centrist. Is that not fair?
You know what? I think it's more a style issue.
Yeah.
Patrick and Bernie and all of our voting records are very similar, but our styles are all, you know, consistent with our personalities and temperaments. You know, there's nobody who can be a Bernie like Bernie. I mean, he's just unique. And Patrick, of course, has just had this longevity of service. And that's hard to accomplish when you're in the Senate, you know, because that's an indication that you've really bonded emotionally with the people of your state. You know, senators have a tough time oftentimes for re-election.
Sure.
But both Bernie and Patrick have really been rock solid.
Well, it's always great to talk to our friend. And, you know, Peter Welch, it's an incredible job that you do. You're the only, we were talking about that earlier here, you're the only congressman from a state. So where those guys can divide up the workload, you can't. You gotta
That's
be
right.
there for everybody.
Us House members have to have big shoulders.
Especially
House members. They help a lot. They really do.
Do you have a caucus of people who come from a state where there's only one congressman?
Well, we do. We're all friends. I mean, you know, there's Delaware, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, Alaska.
Yeah.
Probably left one out, but you know, a lot of those folks come from huge western states with relatively small populations.
Yeah.
Alaska is another one. Yeah, that's the other one.
You mentioned it, yeah. Well, Peter Welch, thank you so much for the effort you give to all of us and for showing up and for being so kind. Thank you so much.
Thank you.